It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Who you got? These guys have the answer. Joe Murray, Dan Lifshatz, the DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
You blow money fast on this ass. Catch up. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover.
All right, blowing money fast. That's how we do hour two, Dan.
It's prop time.
All right. Matt Stafford over under a half point for an interception.
Under. So, look, I know that Stafford has been, everyone, this is going to be a really popular pick in terms of the over. I think this is going to be an underplay. I think Stafford is probably going to be a little bit more conservative this game. I think that people are talking, you know, and by the way, just a very early on, here's my handicap, the squarest handicap ever. Okay, I'm looking for Stafford to throw an interception, right? What's that number? I'm looking for Evan McPherson MVP. What's that number? And I'm looking for Aaron Donald MVP. That's my number. If I'm the square mind, that's my early handicap, right? I'm looking at that stuff. I think Stafford has the best chance to win there in terms of the interception, but I do think that Stafford and McVay are probably going to be a little bit more conservative than usual. Stafford has been playing significantly better, not making as many bad decisions. Now, Jaquaski Tartt, obviously, last week we'll have something bad to say about that, but I do think that the Niners are a terrible defensive matchup for the Rams. I'm still stunned the Rams found a way to win that game. I like the Rams, but the way that game played out, I'm still stunned. I think this is an under. I think that Stafford is going to be better. He has been better facing defenses that are maybe not quite as good, which is exactly where I'd probably put this Bengals defense. I don't think this is going to be an interception type game. I think this is a game where I'd probably look at Stafford under, maybe for a little bit of value there. You could find plus 130s out there. This gets the plus 140 by Sunday. I might take a little bite of that.
Real quick, I mentioned that Stafford hasn't thrown, and he did throw an interception in the red zone against the 49ers.
And should have thrown a second one.
Yep.
Tartt dropped the football.
And again, I'll say it one more time. It's up to him. If he lays an egg, dude, they're done. But that's the thing. Are they done? That's the question. Are they good enough to win without Stafford? That's going to be, Dan, I'm just going to let that one in.
But I don't think you need Stafford to be some, I don't think you need Stafford to be Brady-esque to win this game. I think you just need him to get the ball to Kupp, get the ball to Beckham, hand the ball off to Akers and Henderson and let them do their thing. Don't try and do too much. I think Matt Stafford is
Can I
good
flip
enough.
Side that?
Sure.
Burrow needs to be Brady-esque or Burrow-esque.
I think to
win this game.
I think I agree with that. Okay, Joe, let me talk to you about a prop that I really like here, a prop that I have not given out. I'm going to go over 3.5 field goals plus 140. That number is available on Bet Any Sports.
Both kickers.
Yep. Yeah, both kickers.
So four field goals in the game.
I was on that too, Jan.
Yeah. So, again, we're talking about two.
Are we ringing the bell on this one?
Yeah, yeah.
Ringing that bell.
Excuse me. Apologies. My bad. Yeah, over 3.5 plus 140. So, again, these are two coaches.
So, I could see the Bengals definitely using their kicker and relying on them for at least two kicks.
So, I don't think Gay is going to have a deep kick, right? I think he's still injured. I think we've, you know, that angle has definitely been covered. He was short from 50 last week. Like, I think that McVay is probably going to be conservative there and probably not use him there. However, I do think that these are two of the more conservative coaches in the league. They usually take the points instead of trying going for it. This is not, you know, these are not the LA Chargers here with Brandon Staley. This is very the opposite, sort of side of that. They're going to take the points, and Evan McPherson has a massive leg. I also do like the Bengals to have the longer field goal, minus 120. That number has gone up significantly. You're looking in the minus 140 range right now. I think that's probably too high for me. I got that at minus 118. If you have a minus 120 or below, I still think that that's a good bet. I'm not going to PB it because of the market and kind of where it's moved to. But I don't think that's a bad bet, just kind of based upon McPherson and his leg. Obviously, one of the more popular bets this week, Joe, and we've kind of discussed it on Toucher and Rich, is no touchback on the kickoff. This is, for the past few years, has been plus 200 by, you know, at close, plus 210, plus 195, whatever. This year, it opened, I believe, Circa in Westgate opened it in the plus 200s. It was hit immediately down. You saw it in the plus 150 range for no middle of this week. A lot of the local books, or, you know, DraftKings, FanDuel, et cetera, open this around 145, 150. That's been hammered down. They're actually now seeing even money on yes for it to be a touchback. I think if it's Gay, I think you have a good chance that you're going to win that bet. I think if it's McPherson, I'm starting to get a little nervous on this. I have plus 170 on this right now, plus 190 on this. Wow. I'm a little scared of McPherson booming this one. Again, just if you don't know about the football, it's commemorative football. The ticket right out of the...
Hang on. Until say this one. Let's everyone hear this one, because yes, it's real.
Pat McAfee spoiled this prop last year. It's all Pat McAfee's fault, by the way, because there has been no touchback in 26 of the last 28 Super Bowls, the opening kick. So, you know, getting...
So the
plus...
ball is a commemorative ball.
Commemorative
it's
football.
Not the one that they've been able... That's been approved to rub down as a kicking football.
Not a K-ball. So what the process for K-balls is, like, you got the select balls. You got to go into a room with the refs and the equipment manager and, like, rub them down, break them in, et cetera, for, like, half an hour or whatever before the game.
I'm sure everyone around in New England is very aware of
that. Very much aware of that. Yes. We are all very much aware of that. Hypersensitive about football inflation in this area. The way that it works here, unfortunately, this ball comes right out. It's hard as a rock.
It's like out of a box.
Yep, right out of a box. You kick it. McAfee said he almost broke his effing foot on it, to be quoting him. You kick the ball. It's hard as a rock. Now, it's going to be inside. It's going to be hot. So that is definitely going to help the distance a little bit if you're looking at that. If you're chasing this number, please stop. Please stop, because you've already missed the boat on this number. Okay. If you're not getting 130, plus 130 on a no, that would be literally my lowest limit. And even then, I'm not sure I like it. Don't stop. Just you're chasing.
I just love, like, weird angles like that.
Yeah, you're chasing it.
It's just like, yeah, just you get this football that comes out of a box and says, "Hey, I know you've been using this ball.
Yep.
It's the biggest game of the year, though.
Yep.
So, like, you can't use your ball for just this one kick." And it's like, bro, it's the biggest game of the year.
Yep.
You let us use it. Okay.
Nope, you can't use it for the opening kickoff. Okay, here's another one for you that I really like. This is going to be a PP. Rams to have more rush yards over the Bengals, minus 145.
Ooh, 145.
Yes.
So when is too much for juice? When is too much? We already mentioned money line 200 bucks for the Rams to win 100. When is a prop too much for a Vegas?
So again, it's all about value. How do you perceive value? To me, if you're looking at the Rams and you like the Rams side of the game, okay, first off, we talked about the Rams defense, DVOA against the run, top five, elite run defense. They've shown that throughout the playoffs. I don't love Joe Mixon in this game in terms of anything over. I think there's going to be a lot of unders on him, which is a little concerning. But, you know, listen, the public has to win too. Samaje Perine, to me, is not a good running back in terms of a between the tackles guy. He's the guy you want to dump the ball
off.
You
got to get him outside.
Yeah, you want to get the ball outside.
At college, that was his whole thing. He could get to the outside, wasn't great through the middle.
Yep.
But he's a talent. But the thing is I don't know if they're going to...
I don't think...
Who do you want with the football? Mixon or Perine?
So, okay. Like... So my one concern in this prop is, are they going to give it off to Chase and he's going to take it 90 yards to the house? That's my biggest concern is... Oof. A wide receiver type run, a reverse. They like to do that with Tyler Boyd. They've done that with T. Higgins as well. So that is my one concern in this prop. However, if you're telling me that I'm getting Cam Akers, Darrell Henderson, and
Sony Michel
against against Perine and Mixon and maybe a little bit of Joe Burrow in there. Yeah, give me the running backs, that trio. Not to mention, if you like the Rams to win this game, then they're going to try and run out the clock with running the football. So naturally, I'm going to gravitate towards that in terms of that. Let's throw out a prop.
Okay. Sony Michel over under 16 and a half rushing yards.
So Michelle's run to the number has moved to 19 at this point. I guess
Rhode Island has that right now.
Yeah. So here's the thing. This one's tougher for me with Michelle because of Henderson. I don't know how they're going to try and use Darrell Henderson and kind of get him, reacclimated back into the system. I think maybe there's a chance they'll give Henderson early run after the Akers fumble, right, against Tampa. I would not be surprised if Michelle got the majority of carries later in the game when they're trying to run out the clock, just kind of ball control, especially if we're talking about a closer score here. I think you'll see Sony Michelle get more run. That's my concern for him. I don't love the over on either side because I think that's trying to be – now you're trying to predict exactly how the coach is going to think and he's going to act. So I actually would lean under on Michelle, but I think I'm trying to make the argument for the over here is that if, you know, based upon the fumble, I think that's kind of, you know, at least to me, a harder angle to kind of go into. So I'm not going to take a side on the Michelle. I have a slight lean to the under. I just think, when you're rotating three guys, you start dipping into unders, not overs on a trio. Unless it's a team effort, then I think the team effort is a little bit different. So that's the way I would break that down. Joe, you have anything else?
No, I was just going to say 16 is last game, 4, and then 58.
Yeah. Okay. So again, that 58 was when Akers was still on his way back from the Achilles.
No,
so,
and we discussed this off the air. Akers has been they want to give Akers the football, and I think Henderson's their big back. But we talked about this. Michelle's been here, and I thought they made a mistake in that Bucs game.
I did too. Going to Akers. I 100%. And I think that McVay will go back to him if the game is in hand or they're ahead by a score and need to run out the clock. I think McVay will not make that mistake again.
It's just weird they went to Henderson when Higbee went down.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? And they went with another, another defensive lineman. So I just thought it was just interesting that maybe Henderson's just the best player. You know what I mean?
He was the guy early on.
Yeah. So maybe that's really what it came down to. When you lose your tight end, you add another running back. That was interesting to me.
Okay. So speaking of tight ends, here's another one. People have been talking about number of Rams. I think it's receivers to get a reception. Number of Rams to get a reception, essentially, is what it is. Okay. Here's how I break that down. You're going to get one to Akers. I think you're going to get one to Henderson. I'd be very...
Ooh, okay. All right, one to the running back. Let's just guarantee one to the running back.
What's it called? Akers. Let's just say Akers for right now. You're going to get Kupp, you're going to get Beckham, you're going to get Van Jefferson.
Beckham, that's three. That's four.
Okay. Now you're going to get Kendall Blanton. Okay?
Who has been better.
I think Blanton's going to be part of this. Now, you got to make up for Higbee somewhere. So I think that they're probably going to end up trying to use Henderson on a reception. I would be surprised if they don't at least try to get him acclimated. So I think we're looking at six. Now it's the prop. It's the line's 6.5. So are you taking an over on Ben Skronik or Sony Michel or Bryson Hopkins? Basically, you're betting on, in my opinion, on one of those guys to have a reception over. I'm gonna lean yes with Ben Skronik because I think that Skronik is a deep threat for this team that a lot of people don't talk about. He's the fourth guy in this mix, okay? And he dropped a wide-open ball last week against Tampa. If you guys remember, he just couldn't get it. He was wide open. He's a forgotten guy. I think Stafford will use him, but I don't think that this is going to be a big part.
So it's 5, right, is the number?
No, over 6.5. 6.5.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So to me, I'm looking at this.
6 last game.
So I'm looking at Akers, Henderson, Kupp, Skronik, Beckham,
and this is no Jefferson, Blanton. No Higbee.
No Higbee. I'm leaning over on that. So I'm leaning over. I also think that look out for Odell Beckham Jr. to throw a touchdown pass here. Again, I think that these guys are going to start trying to pull out the tricks. What happens if you're not accounting for a Matt Stafford or a special teams throw? Johnny Hecker throws passes. You all need to include this in your handicap in terms of that. I'd be very weary of the under, okay? All I know is I talked to a few bookmakers. They said that Rams under 6.5 receivers was one of their biggest liabilities. I think that that is a mistake. I think you should be looking towards the over on that the other way, in my personal opinion. I like the game to go over, so obviously I'm kind of on the on that side as well.
All right. I want to throw some just the coin toss, okay. All this stuff. Well, up on the other side.
If you put it like this, if you're betting the coin toss, don't ask me. I don't want to hear about it.
And who cares?
Yeah, if you're betting
guys,
the coin.
I do it out of fun.
Okay, that's.
Because we have the Everett coin. I don't know. The Everett coin
that's
is 1-0.
That's great. I'm super happy for the Everett coin.
No. If you actually want real analysis, this isn't the place
for it. But let me put it like this. If you're betting the coin toss, straight up, if you're betting the coin toss, you're taking a spin of roulette. You're doing black or red. And by the way, if you bet the coin toss at anything worse than -102, shame on you.
Ooh.
You should not be betting.
I'll talk to you on the other side about this one. And we'll just knock them out. We'll knock out the stupid ones that we don't think are that we think are dumb.
We can also discuss the information on the show.
That's right. And phone numbers, phone calls. What do you got for props, everybody? We already talked about the game. What do you got for props? Let's make some money. 617-779-0985.
This is the DraftKings Over Under Show on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The biggest games in sports, you bet they're talking about it. This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep. So we took turns.
All right, back here, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Let this ride, Tucker.
The boredom overtook us.
So I'm just going to say this quickly before we lose Dan. I bet the coin toss every year because.
Idiot.
I'm an idiot.
Idiot.
And it's stupid to do.
Idiot.
So that's why I do it. Make sense?
Absolutely makes sense.
Makes sense, right?
Because you like to talk about the stupid bet you made.
There's no value. You're not going to make any
value?
Money.
It's an effing coin toss. What's the value?
It's rigged.
Oh, my
But you know
gosh.
What? I'm going to bet it anyways.
Okay, that's fine. But then you're an idiot.
Go ahead. Keep going.
It's fine. I love it. But you're
No, keep going because it is. Dan, yes, it's so dumb that I want to do it.
Just go to the roulette table and let it spin black or red.
I don't know when to hold them.
If you're betting -110, if you're betting -110, go to the table and let it run on black or red.
So I agree with Dan on that.
Zero and double zero. Let it run.
You're at the casino. I do it all the time. Sometimes I have like a few extra chips before the end of the night, and I'll just put it on black and see what happens. And if I win, I put it on black again.
Okay.
And if I lose, I go, all right, that's it.
Here's how it goes. If you bet the coin toss -101 or -102, it's better odds than a roulette spin. Okay? So at least you can, I'm like, I want to take a roulette spin. I don't want to go to the casino. Here's my roulette spin. Fine. Okay? At least you can make that argument. You're betting at -105, -110, -115. Stop it.
All right. So I'm going to let Danielle
stop
be
it.
Again. All right. Ready?
Yeah. No, I'm done.
Hang on. No, I'm not done yet.
I'm done.
You're going to get on this one.
Yeah, it's going to land on its side.
So, it is weighted from what I've heard.
It is weighted.
From somebody. All right, you want some statistics on the head coin toss?
Sure.
Tails has popped up.
Very excited for the coin friends.
53% of the time. Heads 26. So 29 times for tails, 29 for 6. Last year landed heads. The year before landed tails. Then it was heads, heads. Then it was tails, 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 tails. Then it was heads, 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 heads. Now what do we do? I don't know. So you know what we're doing? I'm going tails because last year was heads. No analysis whatsoever. PP that damn thing.
Are you serious? I refuse to include that in our record. I refuse to include that in our record. I'm gonna mark this pick on Action Network. Joe Murray is an effing idiot.
Yes.
Except I won't be censoring myself.
Yes.
That's how I'm gonna tag that on.
Coin
there.
Toss, baby. And by the way, we use an Everett Moron. Coin. A coin from Everett, Massachusetts.
Moron.
And it's 1-0. Paulina Gretzky dropped 500 G's.
Moron.
Once. On the coin toss. All right, enough.
Unbelievable.
We wasted our time.
Unbelievable.
We wasted time.
Unbelievable.
Everybody, again, just for funsies. And Dan, what's the trend now going around about the tails on the Twitter and the money and where all the money's coming
in? Yeah, 70% of people aren't tails. Why? Tails never fails.
You should just go the other way.
It fails 50% of the time.
You should go the other way just out of spite.
No.
You should take heads.
No, I'm not doing
spite.
That. I'm not doing
that. But Tucker, you're right.
We're moving on.
Why is it 70%?
Because of the stupid saying, tails never fail.
Because of the stupid saying, you guys are all idiots.
That's not why I'm taking it.
It does fail.
That's not why I'm taking it.
Oh, yeah, really? Why are you taking it?
Because it's heads was last year, and I'm going with tails this year.
That's
it's even more dumb. I know. Dan, I've told you this. I've bet
this
on...
This is a sports betting show where people are getting stupid on this show.
I bet on if Ryan Johnston's going to have a coffee with him.
At least you have some sort of... You can make an argument for Ryan Johnston having a coffee in his hand. He went into the kitchen. What do you think
he's
doing?
I'll bet if he's wearing Syracuse today or not.
Fine.
I will bet on...
Syracuse or Eagles.
I will bet on the two cars going down the street at the red light. Who's going to stop first?
There's still a handicap on speed on that. There's no handicap. Here. You got nothing.
I told you, I was at a Hooters betting on what the next play was going to be.
Okay. How about this? All the listeners, please stop listening to Joe Murray's betting advice. Do not take Joe Murray's betting advice. Joe Murray has replaced himself with idiot Joe Murray right now. Insane.
Can I come back now?
Yes, you can. You can.
Oh, the coin toss is so great. And it's going to be awesome, and it's going to be bad when
good
I lose.
Good Lord.
It's going to be really bad when I lose.
If it lands heads, I'm gonna tweet a lot. Forget about the ant. I'm going to tweet
way,
a lot.
I got it at minus 105.
Not a good bet. Not even a good number.
I put $25.
Ace says minus 102. All these have minus 101. Ugh. Even if Tails wins, I don't even want to put that in the tracker. Joe, you suck.
I'm sorry, but this is what people want to bet on, right?
You're not wrong. That's the problem, and that's why people don't make money. Ugh. Ugh.
No, if it's about making money, don't bet on that. Oh, here's a good one.
Good Lord.
Tom's in Norwood. Hey, Tom.
Tom.
Hey. What's up, Bankroll Boys?
Yo.
What's up?
I got a prop for the halftime show here. There's going to be a special guest, but only in presence. Hologram Tupac, plus 600.
Ooh, a hologram Tupac. Is he going to sing California Love?
That's my prediction. You show up with hologram Tupac to California Love, and then the crowd rolls out.
All right, man. Up on bail, bust out of jail, California Dreaming. Dan, there's been movement within the... with the halftime show, I believe.
Yeah, right? So I kind of told everyone on Thursday kind of the stuff that's going on that there was out there. Eminem only does Lose Yourself. That's obviously moved quite a bit. So hopefully people were able to get that one in at the very least. And the national anthem tapings were yesterday. If anyone was watching the national anthem bounce around while they were doing the live practices, I've heard the rumors on the street are that it was 107 seconds, and then 102 seconds, and then 111 seconds. So they were
what's the over-under
bouncing around. So right now it's off the board most places. It did settle at Metallic, which is a local skin, around 109.5 yesterday. I think that's probably a pretty good number. If you got early in on the overs, you are feeling very good right now. I would not hedge that back.
Okay, can we how is this any different than the coin toss?
Because there is a handicap.
No, you can. Okay.
There is a handicap here. You have things to go off other than flip a coin and find out what happens.
What's better? The coin toss or the anthem?
To bet on?
Degenerate?
Because you got to bet both, right? That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, they go hand in hand.
Yeah, you got to bet both.
The anthem is better. The anthem is a much better
I will
rush.
Tell you this, though.
The anthem is a rush.
Yeah, it's a build-up.
Know what I don't like about the anthem? This is the only thing I don't like about it.
The singers?
We might hit record when it starts, right? But when are they hitting record?
I don't
know. When does it actually start?
Do they wrap up Brave?
Exactly. So, like, that, there's a little suspect in there for me. With a coin toss, it's just, boom, down. Win or lose. There's a little bit of suspectory. Is that the word?
Nope.
yes. There's a little bit of something going on with that national anthem timer thing. It is. Like, Dan, what happens if you're on your phone and you get 112 seconds and you have 109.5, but they say it was 109?
Yeah, there definitely are. It's going to be, you got to read your book's rules. So some of them say the start of the last note. Some of them say to the end of the last note. You got to be very careful on how you bet it and where you're betting it. And yes, that sucks. Sorry, deal with it. This is what happens after guys like the dude last year absolutely ruined the market. So.
And by the way, Ryan Johnston's checking in. Whoever took the Eagles gear over Syracuse gear, cash it.
Joe Murray lost that again.
Got it.
Another L for Joe.
Oh my God.
he's having way too much fun over there. Way too much fun. Way too much fun.
All right. One more stupid one that I hate.
Unbelievable.
The color of the Gatorade at the end of the game.
Again, so this is going to be an information. There's rumors out there that the Gatorade people for the Bengals are decidedly doing orange because some people have said that publicly that they're doing orange. So orange is probably going to get a bit harder. Again, personally, I never do the color of the Gatorade because unless I have both of them, and yes, there is information, and yes, you can get it if you know the right people. It's very hard. You need to make sure the information is accurate and people that you actually trust. That's what I would say about that.
Can you put, like, really though? Is it like do you, I've seen the information before, and it's been accurate.
Again, it's people.
It's been accurate.
You have to trust those people.
But you just sometimes got to bet it. You just got to go with it.
Okay. No. But if your goal tomorrow is entertainment, bet the Gatorade and the coin flip. If your goal tomorrow is to actually profit, tell Joe he's an idiot. I mean, really.
That's it?
That's it.
Between the Gatorade national anthem and coin toss, that's all I need.
Oh, my land.
I don't even need to watch the game.
There's like 4,000 prop bets you have a better chance on.
You're right.
And you're just like, give me the 50-50 shots. Like,
you're absolutely
unbelievable.
Right.
You guys.
You're absolutely right.
Unbelievable.
Any other and we already talked about MVP. We've already talked about, like, the possible kicking matchup. We've talked about kickoffs and how many kicks, how many receivers will have a catch. And these are just a couple I had up here. I do sometimes like to put action on the safety because it's plus odds. And when I say put action on it,
the safety value is gone long ago.
It's absolutely gone. But most prop bets that I bet are plus money, like $10 to win 80, like stuff like that. You know what I mean? Or 10 to win 40. Was it last year? Yeah, last year I made a little checklist of every single prop bet. I think it was like Mahomes to have a right hit. There was a couple of them that hit.
The Mahomes rushing yards a couple years ago was the big.
Yeah, I think it hit big. It won my whole week.
No. Mahomes rushing yards, we got 19.5, I think. And he had like 30 yards and then took like 4 kneel downs and lost like 12 yards on those kneel downs. And if you didn't get 19.5,
that's
the open
right
number, then you lost.
I think we got it.
And we did.
Yeah.
We yep.
And it was huge.
Yep.
Player to score first touchdown. I think there's some value in
there's
that.
There's zero value in this.
No, but how do you know, though? Like, my thing is this. If let's hypothetically say the Darrell Henderson gets the first touchdown. That's huge odds.
Yeah.
But could you see that happening?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure, but again, right. Like a 40-1 on like Darrell Henderson or something like that.
That's fine. What I'm talking about, long shot bets.
But
the problem
with the first touchdown odds, that market has been killed. So that market no longer holds nearly the value that it used to. So if you want to go for a big long shot on that, that's fine. I can understand that. I don't think it's a good bet. I think there's better things on the board to bet, but I understand that. But if in terms of the actual value, no.
But like Cooper Kupp was plus 500.
That's not value. Put it like this. Okay, let's play it out. Cooper Kupp plus 500, that's a 17% chance that Cooper Kupp gets the first touchdown. Would you say that Cooper Kupp has a 17% chance of getting the first touchdown?
I don't think 17% is enough for me to put.
And if you go down the list of players, for all of them.
Yeah.
You can make the argument for pretty much all of them. The value in the first touchdown market, way gone ago.
What about any time for minus 190?
Well, that is a horrendously bad number.
That's a bad juice.
That is a horrible number. The real number around Vegas books have around minus 140.
Okay, 140 is great.
Local books have minus 150. Okay, minus 140. What's called minus 140? 58.3% chance probability you score, so over 50-50. Do you think Cooper Kupp has an over 50-50 chance to score a touchdown in this game?
Oh, yeah.
I would say no. I would say no.
I think he has a chance to score a touchdown.
Yeah, chance, but you'd say over 50-50. Would you say it's more likely than not Cooper Kupp scores a touchdown?
Percentage-wise.
Where would you put the percentage?
Based off the rest, it's probably between 20 and 30%.
So I made it like 48%.
Okay.
I made it like 45 to 48%. Still not enough value for me. Again, find the value. If you need to basically learn how to determine if there's something valuable to you, okay? Use an odds converter. Odds converter, type in the American money line, it will give you the implied probability. If you think that play has a better probability than the number, then you win. Okay, then it's value, and you make that play. Here's another one I'm going to give out, okay? We're talking about another one. The Rams to have more time of possession, minus 125. PP. Okay, the Rams have had more time of possession in all three of their playoff games, and they are playing a quick strike offense. The Rams, as we had a caller say earlier, they like to run the clock all the way down. 100% correct. Because what they believe is that they believe they have a better offensive view, and they believe that they can win the game by slow and methodical plays and running the clock out. That's what they believe. Now, they struggle in the second halves, absolutely. And they have done that all year. But this is an easy one. I make this play minus 155. Anything below minus 150, to me is a play. I love this prop. Rams to win time possession, minus 125.
All right, we'll have our final segment. If you guys want to call in, your last chance to get your prop bets, 617-779-0985. We'll talk to you after this.
The DraftKings over under show with the Bankroll Boys. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with Joe Murray and Dan Lifschitz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
right, final segment of the DraftKings Over-Under Show.
This show flew.
Well, that's what
happens.
You know, Dan, when you're having fun talking gambling?
Heads, tails, Gatorade color, when you want to lose all your money on a Sunday.
And just being real for a minute here, like we have to have a little entertainment with the show.
Of course.
I know that.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I'm telling the listener,
time,
like, ah, Joe, let's just have some fun with it.
Yeah,
here,
I'm just giving you
And I am telling you, though, there is no value in it. Like, you're doing it to do it.
Of course there isn't.
You're doing it to do it. Like, but I think there is value in these games. And I know Tucker is a part of our fantasy football show here at 98.5 The Sports Hub. And, you know, this is big now. Like, forget about, hey, gambling and, you know, it's scary. It's illegal. Like, it's not that. People are finding this is a profitable, like, hobby. And now, Tucker, you do fantasy, man. There's, like, big money in these guys now. Hey, are they going to have, like, you try to forecast if guys are going to have a big week or not.
Yeah, well, with, like, DraftKings.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, sure.
So doing all that, you should be able to forecast who could have a big game for either team. And that's why I'm saying these little odds, like the plus 400s and eight, like, I don't know. You do fantasy every year. Is there a random guy that you think could make an impact on either team offensively to break their prop total? Is there a guy that you look at right away and be like, that's a good pick?
I mean, we already mentioned, like, Dan mentioned T. Higgins earlier. He's not exactly random, but another guy that we also mentioned was Henderson. Like, why did they activate him? That's a great point.
Yeah.
It's just like... Hey,
can I give you one? How about
He was the guy earlier this year.
How about Drew Sample?
Mm.
Backup tight end for the Bengals.
Yeah.
If they want to run the ball, he's going to be in the game.
So there's no line on Sample yet.
There's nothing on him.
And
huh?
same thing with Uzama. They're waiting, I think, until game time or that day of to kind of get some more information on those players. So I think that, in my opinion, that's what's likely going to be.
You know who's a player I think could make an impact? And Dan and I were talking about this. Van Jefferson.
Yes.
We already mentioned that he's kind of been going away from him. It's Van Jefferson that's making all the plays.
They've connected a couple of times on the deep ball.
But they don't connect often, though.
So
it's deep balls, but it's not often. So if you're looking at the over longest reception, I can make an argument for that. But I very much so lean Van Jefferson under receptions. And you can still get, I mean, I just got my minus 105 last night on that. I took some.
Yeah. I think the better value, if you didn't want to look at receptions, would be anytime touchdown for Van Jefferson. Okay. I think that's fair.
That's good.
I think it was like plus 235, I want to say.
Whoa. The last time I looked, Jamar Chase was even money to score a touchdown. Has that changed at all?
No, it's about right. You know, plus 100, minus 105 in that range.
Would you bet that?
No. Nope, not for me. Chase is not really a big red zone guy. So you're talking about a big play of the touch of the game. The longest touchdown in the game right now, over under 42.5 yards. I'd rather take a shot on a long touchdown if you're going to go chase than I would going chase anytime touchdown.
Can anyone else in the Bengals go long?
Yeah, Higgins. Higgins.
My only thing with Higgins, man, I just remember him bailing out on Clemson, man, like in that big national championship game.
Yeah, but...
Ugh. And I know he's been a much better pro. I don't want to... Go back to, you know.
Yeah, he's not.
And Tyler Boyd's huge.
Yeah, Boyd's a good slot guy. I just want, for all the people who like betting overs, and I know that there's going to be a ton of people betting overs this week, can I quickly give you the breakdown of DraftKings handle right now, okay? Cam Akers receivers, over 94% of the bet, 98% of the money. Cooper Kupp receiving yards, over 87% of the bet, 88% of the bet, 92% of the money. Jamar Chase, over 78% of the bet, 78% of the money. Joe Mixon, over 75% of the bet, 50% of the money. Odell Beckham, 95% over, 97% of the money. Samaje Perine, 96% over, 98% money. Are you catching a theme here? Everyone bets overs and props. Stop betting overs. Stop it. You're going to get smoked. It's going to happen.
You know, it's funny. There was a fellow from DraftKings on with Felger Maz this week and literally said that. He goes, generally, you know, with these prop bets.
Johnny Avell.
Yeah, he was the sports book director.
The risk manager.
We placed him on there just because we know a lot of people are just going to go over.
Yep.
And he said that, and he also mentioned that if they were eyeballing it, they think that the Rams are 2 points to 2.5 points better then. So, like, they think between 2 and 2.5 is the way to cap it to try to get money on both sides. It just so happened it opened at 4 and 4.5.
No, Avio said that he thinks that if it was on a neutral.
Oh, field, neutral. So, exactly. That's what I mean.
Not neutral. Yeah. Not neutral. Yeah. Right. So, you would make the 5.5, is what he said.
Hmm.
Right. So,
which
it
makes me still like the Rams.
Yeah, because
I don't know if I'm like off on this, but like I guess I understand people's backing of the Bengals at 4.5 because things have been tight. There have been overtime games which you can bet on this year if you want +900, I think, right? If you want overtime, the games have been close.
Don't here's the other thing: betting overtime and betting safety, the value is gone. The value is gone. If you can find like 1500 on overtime, like I guess if you want that, go ahead. But I gotta be honest, yeah, I don't like it. I pretty much about this. I would never bet safety or overtime with the way that the odds are now.
Like betting. So if I was to bet overtime, I'd want the line to be like 6 or higher. I'm you know, if you lose in overtime, you lose by 6. If you have 4.5, I don't like that.
I'm just me personally, whatever. Joe, we don't have any PPs on the game. We have just props right now. We gave out 3 props last week. The props, actually, all those numbers moved. I gave out Rams to lead by 13 plus at the end of the first half, +390. That's now +320 or 300. First drive punt, -115. And you gave out under 9.5 first quarter.
Yep.
-110. That's now -120.
Wow.
Joe, are you PPing anything in this
game? I just got Rams -4. I'm going heavy on it.
Okay, Rams -4.
And tails. And you know what, Dan? I'm going to go over on the national anthem because, you know, I'm just going to do it.
There is no line right now. You can't go
over. All right, well, I'm going over if there was.
You can post it later. Okay. And by the way, you shouldn't go over just because what happens if the line is like...
You said it.
Right, but if the line is 120...
Oh, it's 120, I'm out.
Okay, so you can't just say I'm going over.
Oh, okay. I got to wait for the line now.
There you go.
And plus, I thought you said 111.
No, I said the line closed at 109.5 yesterday. I said the trials were 107, 102, 111.
So I'll have to wait on that one.
I'm going to take the Rams -4.
Wow, we're on the same side, which our percentage this year on the same bet
has been good.
Been very good.
Yep. Yep. So that's that. And I'm going to take the over 48.5. There you go.
That's the only one I'm torn on right there.
Yep. I'm going to take the over 48.5.
Huh? You're not going to wait it out 49?
Over.
Oh, you're going over anyways. Yeah,
over. So I want it under 49. Yes, so I want it under 49. Well, look, there are a ton of props and everything out there. We gave you some of the ones that we like. I would be very careful of the super popular props. At this point, don't bet the no kickoff return. You've missed the market significantly, and just, you know, that you no longer have the value there. There's no value there. Like, so you've missed the market on that. Be careful on taking overs. Be careful on taking overs. It's not always going to go the way you want. Even on points, it doesn't necessarily mean guys hit overs. Could be defensive scores. Just remember how things work out. Be very careful on taking overs this week. Sorry, for tomorrow, it's weekend, I guess I should say. Yeah. And by the way, I just want to say one more thing. Felger and Mazza wrong. The Celtics trade was fantastic for them. Derek White is going to be a great addition. Anyone who doesn't believe that, watch and learn. He won you the game last night.
You know what the spread was last night?
I thought he was
night?
The impact. Yep, Celtics -6.
It was five, I thought, and then they won by 6.
It was Celtics -6 was the opening number.
Whatever. They didn't lose.
They closed 6.5. They did lose if you got the late number.
Okay.
Yeah. Derek White makes you a better basketball team, and the Celtics with Derek White, I think they have a good chance to make a run for Joe Murray's alleged
top 5?
Fifth seed.
By alleged fifth seed.
Alleged
fifth seed. Actually, it's got to be in the... Five's a push. It's got to be 4 to win.
Okay, I don't think they're going to make 4, but I still think they can make a push for the 5 seed.
The 5 seed? Yes, the 5.
I think they can.
The 5 seed.
I think Derek White makes them significantly better, and I think that they're going to be a significantly better team with him.
Legitimately betting 5 seeds. All right, we got to get out of here.
Best passer on the team.
Hey, we got day hockey today.
Woo!
Woo-hoo! Something to bet on. Maybe the Bees come back after that walloping the other night.
Yeah, they, by the way, you know what the Bruins opened the other day?
-115.
The Bruins are -150 against the Senators today.
Senators, not good.
I don't love that.
So, well, all right, we got to get out of here. Happy Super Bowl, everyone. The Hockey Show next. Tucker, thank you. Right here on 98.5 The Sport.
Who you got?
This is the DraftKings Over Under Show on 98.5 The Sports.
playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.